Hello everyone and welcome back. Here we're going to talk about module 2, planning. I personally feel this is the most important aspect of migrating and planning for Office 365 for your organization. The objective here for the planning is to understand all the steps that needs to go through and all the steps you have to make sure to ensure that you're ready to migrate to Office 365. That includes understanding what you have, understanding that your environment is ready for Office 365, as well as understanding what kind of devices you have in your environment, and really knowing who your information workers are in your environment. To illustrate the point, if you go to our deployment guide, and we provide quite an extensive selection of deployment, but I want to show you this real quick. Like if we expand these, the planning is by far the longest out of all the sets. I strongly recommend that you go through the individual check marks as well as bullet points here to ensure that you're ready to migrate. There's quite a bit of things to check through, and we provide a comprehensive checklist as well to ensure that you're ready for Office 365. Personally, having assisted quite a bit of customers with Office 365 deployment, I do strongly recommend if you are in an exchange environment and you're looking for a long-term hybrid solution, that you use the deployment assistant for hybrid. If you're only cloud, it gives you an option here as well. However, if you use this tool, it will give you a step from beginning to the end based on a Q&A type. So answer here what type of environment you have on-prem and how you'd like to migrate to Office 365. And once you're done, it's going to give you a nice PDF document that you can use for all your deployment and step-by-step procedure that you need to take it for you to have a successful hybrid deployment. To help you find appropriate resources, we have several exercises plan for you here that Michael will give you assist you with.
So Dale already showed you a couple of those resources, and there's one more that I really want to show you that keeps popping up in our work, and that's network. Network always seems to have some sort of issue. No network is the same, right? Every company has a different setup and what they have: different devices, different appliances, different settings, different codes that they need to adhere to, either PCI or SOX. So here on my screen, I have something that I really want to show to you. And one of them is performance tuning. And this pops up fairly often. So tune Exchange Online performance. So reduce mailbox sizes, capabilities, best practices is always something that pops up. So definitely something to check out as to what you need to set up on your devices. So good luck with this exercise, and we'll see you back in a couple minutes. All right, guys, welcome back. And I hope you had fun with that last exercise. We have another one for you, and this is a checklist, which I also have on my screen to show you what you can do to check out. Obviously, there are a bunch of phases. You got a plan phase, prepare, migration, and completion. I think I have them lined up somewhere here. Project kickoff, assess, remediate, enable, migrate, completion, and user acceptance. So going back to the checklist, obviously you start with a project kickoff meeting, and then it progresses along the way. You prepare your environment for Office 365. You enable a single sign-on if that is what you want. I would highly recommend that. And then you start migrating. In this case, you would migrate a mailbox first and then assign a license. So good luck with your exercise, and we'll see you back in a couple minutes. All right, guys, welcome back. And we have another fun exercise for you. Hope you enjoyed the last one. And this one is about admin roles. So you get to search what kind of admin roles are there and come back to us.
All right, everyone. So now that you've had an opportunity to have a glance at what is necessary to plan a migration, which is part of the three phases of Office 365 move, which is plan, prepare, migrate. Hopefully you're much more comfortable and familiar when you start going into preparing and configuring your Office 365 environment, ready to move users. In addition, there was quite a bit of checklists that we went over briefly, as well as you performed during an exercise. That is very, very important. I would say that planning is the most important stage. So ensure that you do go through the checklist and that you're familiar with it. So if you are asked or need to assist, that you know you have a good idea of all the steps involved here. Finally, you understand what type of roles are required to perform all the necessary tasks prior to moving to Microsoft Office 365. And that's what we covered. So remember that there's a lot of tools that are published in Office 365 in TechNet. Make sure you are aware of them, make sure you utilize them, and that I hope the familiarity that you just reviewed helps with our next module and your task at migrating to Office 365. That was a mouthful, Michael. Do you have anything to add in regards to planning?
Nope, I think we're good.
All right, remember, planning is the most important from our experiences for having a successful Office 365 deployment. Thank you.